This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. James McLaughlin, Jamie McLaughlin. Jamie's the Director of Healthcare Analytics at RSM. He's done a lot of thinking on occupancy rates and a number of other issues, that some of which really come front and center in the COVID pandemic. Dr. McLaughlin, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Glad to be here. I'm Dr. Jamie McLaughlin. I'm the Director of Healthcare Analytics for RSM, which means that I focus on helping organizations drive performance improvement using their data.
And take a moment and tell us some of the key things that you're looking at today. What are some of the things that you're looking at and helping systems with and thinking about today? Talk about a few of the key issues in healthcare analytics that are top front and center today.
Yeah, so I think we've always known that length of stay and census and occupancy were very important, but it's obviously really become more important with COVID, with hospitals becoming full, with trying to decide, do we still have space to do surgeries? When do we need to open high census beds or field hospitals? So there's a lot of focus on predicting occupancy and understanding occupancy. And then I think with the restarts, and hopefully there'll be a lot more of them in 2021 with the vaccination coming out, there's a lot of focus on how many patients can I add now? How many elective surgeries can I start doing? Can I start taking direct admits for non-COVID related without risking going back into these high occupancy lockdown type situations?
Fantastic. And what are you seeing with occupancy issues today? What do those look like? And how do you study those? And how much do they differ throughout different parts of the country?
Yeah, so they're definitely very different, even within the same parts of the country, depending just on your process, that your patient cohort, the type of patients you're seeing. It's certainly going up and down. I have clients all throughout the country. So what we're looking at is almost every hospital can tell you, you know, what's my census? How many people did I discharge yesterday? What's my length of stay? But we're trying to drill down into what does my patient cohort really look like? How many people do I have on each unit? How long have they been on that unit? How long do I expect them to stay there? Are they in isolation? Are they COVID patients? What service is treating them? How busy is cardiology? How busy is neurology? Really understanding that and where the patient delays are. So if you can look at, we've found simple things like delays in discharging patients because they're waiting on a wheelchair or a walker or because they need dialysis, which maybe we could move them to another unit to do. There's lots of different ways that we can increase efficiency to open up more beds. And we also can really look at length of stay opportunity by disease and by type of patients and try to see if we can target. I've had clients that didn't even realize, like I had one client that found that sickle cell anemia was one of the biggest length of stay opportunities in their whole hospital. And they had no idea because they really didn't have that many patients, but they come a lot and they stay a lot longer than expected. And if we can target specific areas like that, not only do we reduce the cost of that patient, but we open up that bed for the next patient to be able to come into it and for us to be able to increase occupancy without having to go to drastic measures.
Thank you. And talk a little bit about, you know, hospitals and systems have throughout this year, and a lot of the backlogs being hit a bit or worked through now, but they have had a huge amount of canceled surgeries. What do you see with that? And how do people account for that and try and manage their business with all these canceled surgeries this year?
Yeah, so this is a real challenge because different locations have stopped elective surgeries and restarted them. I know in the county that I live in, we've started and restopped them three times already. And so traditionally what a hospital does is they schedule non-emergency surgeries with blocks. So they'll have like an ENT practice that does Tuesday surgeries and an ortho practice that does Wednesday surgeries. And those things aren't necessarily optimized or that flexible. And what you might see now is one practice might still be closed and not doing elective surgeries, and another has this backlog of cancer surgeries or knee replacements or really important things that were delayed due to COVID, but they're now trying to catch up and actually need more occupancy than they did before. And so how can we schedule most efficiently to try to keep the operating room full, and how can we choose the staffed hours most efficiently so that we're not staffing an empty room, but so that we can do as many surgeries as possible and understand, are they going to need an inpatient bed afterwards, and assign those beds in the most effective way so we're not causing a problem for COVID, but we're also reaching out and caring for our patients that need our help.
Thank you. And what are some of the, what's your sense of hospitals' ability to work through all these issues this coming year? Will hospitals get better and better at this, or is this just an overwhelming time with all the different waves of COVID-19 and so forth? I mean, some of the things you're talking about, working on becoming more efficient, working on better capacity management, working on better scheduling, and recouping some of these revenues from elective surgeries that were failed. Where are hospitals at in terms of the capacity to work through all these issues right now? What's your sense of that?
So hospitals are in a different places, but certainly the ability to handle change and grow through change is a sign of real strength. And the data exists. We just hospitals haven't had a fire necessarily under them to use it, or maybe they've had other priorities that were more important. And so I do have several clients that this is a little fire under them to go and figure out how to use their data, how to become more flexible, how to be open to change, be open to really understanding how they're doing and thinking about how can I improve on an almost daily basis. And so we've done predictive analytics and different things to look at when is my emergency department going to overflow? How can I move these patients out of the emergency department in a more efficient manner? How can I reassign beds or nurses or my different resources to handle this capacity better, to move things through more efficiently?
Fantastic. And where do people learn more, Dr. McLaughlin, about your practice? How do they get to know you and so forth?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a growing practice in healthcare analytics. We would be certainly very open to meeting with anybody and discussing what sort of needs they have and how they can get more value out of their data to continuously improve their organization. So a lot of it is really just a conversation. We can do an assessment, or we can just have a conversation. Every hospital is a little bit different, but we have solutions that really help hospitals use their data to improve.
Thank you very much. Dr. McLaughlin, I appreciate you joining us today very much. What a fascinating time on some of these issues, and probably unprecedented in our lifetimes. I mean, other challenges like the movement to the ERGs a long time ago and some of the stuff, but nothing like this. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some insight with us, Dr. McLaughlin. A pleasure to visit with you, and always a pleasure to visit with the RSM team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.